Yeah, not that was the big thing. Not surprised. And secondly, the other, and not in any way bitter, resentful. Why is this happening to us? Because we've often said, why is it not when bad things don't happen to us? Why not us? You know, and so okay, here we are. The other thing I would say is we have talked a lot about our mortality, not in any morbid way, but just simply that we know we're going to die. And you know how it's almost like in some families, don't even mention that. I mean, don't even, why would you even bring that up? Well, because it's true. That's why. And so we'll talk about wanting to finish well. And when you say you want to finish well, means that you know that more of your life is behind you than is ahead of you. And there's a lot of people who, of course, you know, like I work with a lot of young people. I work with these athletes, and it's so funny because, you know, thinking about, oh, you know, career change is coming. I'm in my 30s now. And it's like, wow, yeah, you're in your 30s, man. So it's like I'm working with these guys that are literally half my age, in some cases less than half my age, and they're already thinking that they're sort of getting old for what they do, obviously. But so we're just very aware of the fact that we only have so much time in this world. And so I think that has helped us. The whole eternal perspective end of things, I would say probably the fact that we both have a very well developed doctrine of heaven and the resurrection and life on the new earth. This world, as it is presently, is not my home, but a transformed version of this world will be my home forever. This is not, we have not passed our peaks. We have a dear friend who, has, Alzheimer's, and, you know, and you'll hear people talk, and I just remember Debbie the way she was. It's so sad she'll never be that again. And then so we just say, wait. You mean she won't be that again in this life? Well, yeah, that's what I meant. Okay, but the way you said it was she'll never be that, you know, she'll never have a working mind again. Yes, she will. That's the promise of the resurrection. You know, and I get this with believers a lot because a man whose daughter loved Jesus, she died in a car accident, and he said, I'll never be able to hug my daughter again. And I said, of course you will. You know Jesus. She knows Jesus. Do you believe in the resurrection? Well, yeah, of course I believe in the resurrection. But truly, most people who say they believe in the resurrection do not conceive of heaven and the eternal state as physical, which means they do not believe in the resurrection. They say they do. They think they do. They might die for a doctrine. You know, I mean, would you deny the resurrection? No, I won't. They might actually die for that doctrine, but they don't actually believe it. In fact, you know, you'll have these physical bodies and these same minds, bodies, but transformed, made better, but you know, not a great upgrade, but the same ones, because Jesus' body was the same body, and it's the pattern for our resurrection. So to us, because we live with that knowledge, the other part about it is, and we Nancy and I both talked about this a lot, bucket list. And now why, okay, are there things we want to do? Sure, of course, that's fine. But do you think that the only opportunity to climb a mountain will be in this world, the only time to go to a certain location, so let's say Lake Victoria in Africa, is this the only, there's a new Jerusalem, there's a new earth. Why would there not be a new Lake Victoria?